I was reading an article that said it was called Fallen Angels.
Yes.
And it was basically a woman wrote that, you know, she was, I don't know, she might have been, she was in debt, she owed money, she didn't pay her payments. She said, and she was offered like all these credit cards. Mm-hmm. And she wrote, like, if I was a lender, I would never lend me money. Why are they lending me money? What's that all about?
Well, you know what's happening now? The creditors, they want to, the credit card creditors, they want to start making money again. And when the economy crashed, they changed the rules of credit card fees, and they stopped credit card companies from charging certain fees that they were making money from. And then a lot of people were defaulting on credit cards. So now they're getting back into the game. The economy is starting to change. They want to make more money. So when they lend money to people who have risky credit, they could charge them higher fees, and they're willing to pay those fees,
right?
Because they can't get regular credit cards,
right?
So they charge higher fees and much higher interest. Now that could be a very bad thing for somebody who gets addicted to using the credit cards,
right,
and doesn't pay them and has high balances and pays high interest. But for somebody who wants to build credit because they want to buy real estate in the next 4 to 6 years, who had problems and now is back on their feet, they could go and get a secured credit card and pay, or one of these high fee credit cards, and use it for a year and then start building regular credit. So I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you're a young person and you're going into college, and you first get an authorized user credit card from your mom, who has a 25-year-old American Express card.
Right.
So you get onto that card. It's your first account on your credit report. A year later, after it shows up on your credit report, you go and apply for one of these risky, high-fee credit cards. You go and you get the credit card, and you use it, not abuse it, meaning you charge a little bit up the first charge, and you pay it off over a couple of month period. You don't have high balances that are going to cost you a lot of money with high interest rates. And 7 months later, you apply for a regular credit card.
Wow.
Now you have a regular credit card. Maybe you get two regular credit cards, then an automobile loan. Now, 5 years later, you have a 745 credit score.
Wow.
You want to buy real estate because there's some great prices out there. You're 25 years old. You go out and you apply for a mortgage of $300,000 with your 745 credit score, and you get a 4% interest rate, which means you're paying about $1,400 a month and $520,000 over the life of the 30-year loan. If you didn't build up your credit and you didn't use that risky credit card, you would be paying either 5% instead of 4% on that loan, which is an extra $200 a month, which equals about $65,000 over the life of the loan. Or you're going to have to pay points to buy that interest rate
down. Wow.
Those points are $8,500. On a $300,000 loan, if your score is under a 740.